Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. New Beginnings is not just for the young. Amen. Over and over, we just keep saying that because, you know what, that's what it's all about. It doesn't make a difference the mistakes that we've made in life or the wrong turns that we've made. God does allow second chances. He allows new beginnings. Amen. And it doesn't make a difference how old you are. It's not about saying, well, I'm too old to change. God knows the desires of your heart. And, you know, it's all about establishing a relationship with him. It's built on the faith and the trust that we have in him. Amen. 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 We'd like to thank you for tuning in. Once again, we are New Beginnings Ministry, and we are here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. And you know what? These Wednesdays, they go by fast. To you, I don't know about how you're feeling, but for me, they seem to roll up pretty fast. I mean, we're in the third week, and it doesn't even seem like that, amen? But God is in control, amen? God is in control. So we thank God for just giving us another day, amen. For those of you who are listening by internet, we're in interactive ministry, and you can call in and you can participate once the speaker opens up the mic. And the call-in number would be 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. Once you call in, you can participate. And sometimes we do close up all of the mics because of distractions in the background, and we can't find out, we can't pinpoint where it's coming from, so we'll just close up all the mics. But if we do close up the mics or you're talking and we can't hear you, just hit the number one on your device, and that'll let us know that you have a question, and we will open up the mic for you. Amen. It's all about working together in unity. That's what it's all about. Amen. Isn't God good? You know, he allows us another opportunity to be able to do something right. But he wants us working as a body of Christ. Amen. The body of Christ. That's what I love about it. You're my brothers and my sisters, and I've never even seen you, you know, but I feel like, you know, we know each other. Why? Because we have a common bond, and that's Jesus Christ. So that's the beauty of it all. So thank you once again for taking out your time and coming on and being a part of this hour with New Beginnings Ministry. Also, we'd like to let you know, if you would like to share this message with a friend, family, or someone, you can go into the archives and you can pull it up. And to do that, you would go on to Blog Talk Radio. Go into Blog Talk Radio. Then you type in, "We Can Begin Again." Amen. Notice the connection. We Can Begin Again. Type that in, and it will give you access to the archives. And you can listen to this message, share it with a friend, share it with family, amen, evangelize, amen, just letting somebody hear the word of God. And I believe that when the word goes forth, it does not come back void. I truly believe that, amen, amen, amen. Of course, you know, this week we are in Atlanta with our regular scheduled Pastor Rose Dixon from out of Atlanta, Georgia. So the next voice after prayer you hear will be her, and I'm going to move out of the way and allow the Lord to work as he always does through her, amen, and with her. Father God, we thank you for this time. We thank you for prayer, Heavenly Father. We thank you for knowing, Lord, that you're an all-knowing God. We thank you for knowing that you are God who hear our prayer. And Father, right now we pray for the sick and afflicted. We pray, Heavenly Father, for those that stand in the need of prayer. Father, we're coming against divorce in the name of Jesus. Father, we're coming against cancer in the name of Jesus. Father, we're coming against diabetes in the name of Jesus. Anything that is not of you, Father, we collectively come together in the name of Jesus, binding it, and we just saying it has no place in our body. So we just, as we pray, Lord, that that is paralyzed, Heavenly Father, and we pray, Lord, Father, for testimonies that would come forth and share about how good you are, Lord. Father, we thank you for your blessings. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your love. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for never giving up on us, even when we give up on ourselves. We just thank you for being God and being God all by yourself. And now, Father, we ask that you bless the speaker this evening, Heavenly Father. Lord, we allow the Holy Spirit to use her as you always do, Heavenly Father. Bless our household. Bless everyone connected to her, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for you being a God that knows how to connect the dots. And we give you all the honor, glory, and the praise. In the name of Jesus, we claim it, we declare it, and we decree it. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you, for the victory. Amen, amen, amen. And now we're going to move on over into Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm excited to hear what God has placed on this woman of God this evening. She always comes with a powerful word that blesses our spirit and our hearts. And I'm excited. If you can see me right now, I'm at the table and I'm jumping around because she's about ready to bring some food. And I know the food, it is good. So I'm ready to eat. I'm ready to get full. I don't know about you. Amen, amen. We're moving on over to Atlanta, Georgia. And the next voice you hear will be Pastor Rose Dixon. Amen. May God bless you. Pastor Rose, thank
you. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Bless you, bless you, man of God. Bless you, women of God. I thank you for this opportunity tonight to give you this word that God has given me to give unto the people today. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, Dr. Clay, I'm excited too. Amen. I told the folks on yesterday that I'm in the season of feeding God's people. I'm in that season to feed his people tonight. And so I'm excited about what God is about to say to you and me as well. Amen. Because it hits me first before I could tell it to anyone else. Amen. So we're going to go quickly to a familiar passage of scripture, St. John, the 15th chapter, verses 4 through 7. St. John, the 15th chapter, verses 4 through 17. Through seven, four to seven, amen. I say it again, St. John's, the 15th chapter, verses 4 to 7. 4 to 7, we're going to read what God wants to say to us tonight, amen. And the Bible says in the 4th verse, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you, unless you abide in me. The 5th verse, I am the vine, and you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit, for without me, you can do nothing. The 6th verse, if anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, for they are burned. 7th verse, if you abide in me, my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it will be done, shall be done for you. And the word of God is blessed. My simple topic tonight, amen, is don't let go. Don't let go. Listen, in this season, in this hour, we cannot let go to the one that give us power, the one that give us authority. Amen. We cannot let go to the one that has saved our souls and delivered us from the things that we were dealing with. It's in this season we cannot let go of what God is about to do in this earth realm. Amen. And so tonight I want to talk about not letting go, staying connected. Amen. Staying connected and in relationship with God. Amen. Like I said early in this season, we have to stay connected to God. Amen. Yes. We have to stay and remain in him. Stay attached to him. Stay in relationship with him. Let me deal with staying in relationship with God. Amen. Staying in relation with God will cause you, hallelujah, to be prosperous. Come on, somebody. Staying in relationship with God, hallelujah, will make your life easier. Staying in relationship with God, hallelujah, will allow you to be protected. Amen, hallelujah, because God protects his children. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. In other words, he looks after us when you stay connected. And even his love is unconditional. He loves us in spite of what we do. Listen, when he loves us, he loves us for real. It's not like when we love man, because, you know, man would say, you know, I love you today, and then tomorrow he hates you. Come on, somebody. There's conditions when you love with man. Amen. Man will throw you to the side when they're done using you. But this love and this relationship that you have with God, it'll never fail. Ah, glory to God. In your darkest moments, he's right there with you. When you're in that dark period of your life, he's with you. Amen. Hallelujah. So this relationship that we need to stay with God, in other words, get to know him even the more. You know, we deal with social media. We on Facebook. We on the phone. We talking to our friends. Sometimes you got to get off of that and get in tune with God. Amen. Get in his word even the more. I know this may be elementary to you tonight, but it's just a reminder of what you need to be doing and need to have relationship with God. So in other words, you got to read his word even the more. Hallelujah. Sometimes you got to, you know, just get into a quiet place and begin to dissect his word and begin to study his word even the more. And I find that when you begin to know his word and read his word, your relationship gets stronger. You get closer to God when you begin to eat his word and digest his word. Listen, sometimes you got to allow that word, hallelujah, to get inside of you so, hallelujah, that it begins to change your mindset. Come on here, somebody. That it begins to change your thinking. It begins to change your way, your behavior. Hallelujah. It even changes your environment and your atmosphere when you get into God's word. Hallelujah. See, nothing could separate you from God when you're in this relationship and when you're reading his word. Even I say, take time with God. Hallelujah. Push away your agenda and push his agenda. Hallelujah. What about put him on your schedule? See, we got a lot of schedules. Mm-hmm. We got schedules for doctors, our hair appointments, our nail appointments, our barber, getting our hair cut. We got appointments. When children are play dates, when children are and parents are trying to introduce a child with another child, we put that on the schedule, play date. Amen. But God is saying today, make time for me. God said, I need some me time. Hallelujah. God said, I need time for you to get to know me even the more. Matthew 6:33, seek him. Hallelujah. Seek God, hallelujah, even the more, hallelujah, for the things that he wants to do in your life. Listen, there's purpose, there's destiny in you, but only way to do that and activate that, you got to seek God, hallelujah. Seek the things of God. Seek what God has for you for this hour, for this season, and this now time. Hallelujah. Listen, I realize that God is a now God, and God is looking. Oh, my seconde. Hallelujah. He's looking for you to do the things in the earth realm. He's looking for the things that he put in you. Hallelujah. While you was in your mother's womb. There you go, Jeremiah 1:5. Hallelujah. When you was in your mother's womb, God began to put things in you. And when he thrusts you into the earth realm, he's looking for you to do those giftings that he put in you in this season, in this hour. But only way that you know that you got to have time with God. Sometimes people say, I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know what my destiny is. Get in tune with God. Get in a relationship with God. Hallelujah. Strip those things that's not like him in you and get intimate with God. Hallelujah. Amen. What I mean about getting intimate with God, hallelujah, taking off that malice, take off that mask, because sometimes we wear that mask so heavy. Hallelujah. But God said, take off the mask, peel it back. Hallelujah. Like a banana. When you eat a banana, you peel it off, right? Hallelujah. So allow God to peel those things that's not like you, like it in you today. Hallelujah. Begin to allow God to take it off. Hallelujah. Because some of you, hallelujah, right now are carrying and wearing a mask. Hallelujah. You hiding behind what God has called you to do. You hiding behind distractions. Hallelujah. But God says, remove those distractions so that he can really see who you are. Hallelujah. Listen, when you in relationship with God, you can really see who you are in God. Mm. Yeah, glory to God. Because when you're in relationship with God, you're talking to God. Hallelujah. You're communicating with God. Hallelujah. And so as you're communicating and talking with God, hallelujah, God begins to show you who you are. Mm, hallelujah. That's good right there. Hallelujah. When I talk to God, God begins to show me what I'm supposed to do in the earth realm. Hallelujah. He shows me my characteristics. Hallelujah. He shows me my flaws. Hallelujah. He shows me my mishaps. Hallelujah. He showed me the good and the bad that's in me at times. Hallelujah. Because I have relationship with God. I talk with the Father daily. Hallelujah. The word says in Joshua 1 and 8 that we should meditate on his word daily, day and night. Hallelujah. See, sometimes that's what I said earlier. You got to eat his word. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Yeah. Also in this relationship, prayer and fasting. Listen, let me just say this right here. Hallelujah. A lot of us ain't praying. And the Bible tells us that we should always pray. Never cease to pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Fasting. Hallelujah. See, you can't leave the fasting out. Hallelujah. Because what the word says, pray and fasting. Hallelujah. It goes hand in hand. Hallelujah. Things begin to change. Things begin to move when you pray and fast. Hallelujah. Because, listen, that is not something that people are doing in this season. They're not praying and fasting. Hallelujah. Sometimes you got to pull away from the table. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Sometimes you got to be empty out so God can fill you up. Hallelujah. Because we so empty, we so full of junk. We so full of mess. But when you begin to fast and allow God to come in, come on here, somebody, and begin to take all that gook out, that junk out, that mess out, so that you can be used in this earth realm, so that you could be the portal that God needs you to be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You ever heard the song that I am available unto you? Hallelujah. You could use my hands. You could use my feet. You could use my mouth. Hallelujah. You can say that when you are empty out and you're not full of mess. God can really use you today. Hallelujah. Yes. Also, stay in fellowship with God. Hallelujah. I realize, hallelujah, without him, I am nothing. Hallelujah. I even say, God, I have a partnership with God. Let me say that again. When I stay in fellowship with God, I realize that I have a partnership with God. I'm a partner with God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In this season, in this hour, you have to have a partnership with God. Why? Because you need to hear for your now. Glory to God. Partnership. So the Bible says, let's go into the text. In the fourth verse, it says, abide in me and I in you. In other words, remain in me. Hallelujah. Abide also means live a life of dependency on him. Hallelujah. We depend on everybody else. We depend on our money. We depend on family. We depend on our jobs. We depend on everybody else. But God says in this season, I need you to depend on me. I need you to live your life for me. Hallelujah. Depend on me. Trust me. Hallelujah. I say sometimes like this, when I can't even trace you, God, I'm still trusting you.
Amen.
We got to get the season that we got to trust you, God. We got to rely on you. Through the good and the bad, I'm trusting you, God. In the dark times, in the dark spaces of my life, I'm trusting you. Why? Because you're the only one that can fix the problem. I said, you are the Mr. Fix-It God. You are the problem solver. You can solve my problem. Hallelujah. I trust you in all my ways, God. Hallelujah. I trust you, Lord God. I'm not going to lean to my own understanding, but I'm going to trust you in every way, God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to follow your direction. Yes. Hallelujah. When you follow God's direction, when you follow God's way, you're trusting him. Hallelujah. When you follow the direction and, hallelujah, his instructions, you're trusting him. You're not relying on your own thinking in your mind. You're trusting God.
Yes.
And in this season, God says, I need you to trust me. No matter what it looks
mm-hmm.
like, no matter what it smells like, no matter what it feels like, I need you to trust me. No matter what the doctor says, trust me. No matter what your bank account says, trust me. Some of you on this line don't even have a job. Some of you lost your job because of the pandemic. God says, trust me. Trust me, I got you. I got your back.
Yeah.
Yay, hallelujah. And so we got to begin to remain in him. Hallelujah. And also obey him. Obey his commands. Hallelujah. Obey the doctrine. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I see that at some point of time, people just don't like to obey. We want to do it our own way. And God said, I need you to obey. I command you to obey my laws, my rules and regulations that's in this Bible. Hallelujah. I say this all the time. The words in this Bible are not just here. It's for us to obey. It's for us to listen. It's for us to take heed to what God is saying for your life.
Yes.
But many times we don't want to listen because we want to do it our way. Why? Because it feels good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because somebody told me to do it this way. But I come to declare today that you better listen to God. You better open up those ear gates and begin to listen to the voice of God for your now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Obey. Do what he says to do. Hallelujah. If he say go, you better go. Hey, hallelujah. If he says go to the right, you better go to the right. Why? Because he know what's best for us. He knows what's best for us. So we ought to obey his word. Be submissive. And submissive to his word. Submission. Hallelujah. Abide in me. I'm still in abide in me. Remain in him. Obey him. Submit to him. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
We got to submit to God's word because it's only going to help us along the way. Submission. Hallelujah. Abide in him. Remain in him. Obey him. Submit to him. And listen, when you're abiding in his word, hallelujah, you eating his word. Hallelujah. Let me say that again. When you are abiding in God, you are actually eating his word. You're doing his word when you're abiding in him. Hallelujah. And then once you abide in him and obey him, you can become a fruitful branch from the true vine. Did you hear what I said? Hallelujah. Once you abide in him and you obey him, hallelujah, you become a fruitful branch. Watch this. A fruitful branch is productive. Hallelujah. When you become a fruitful branch, you can be productive and effective in the kingdom. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And how many of you today want to be a fruitful branch today? How many of you want to be effective in the kingdom? Hallelujah. Not an infection. Hear me. Not an infection, but you want to be effective in the kingdom. You want to do the things of the kingdom. Hallelujah. You, while you're working in the kingdom, hallelujah, you want it to be pleasing to God. Hallelujah. And as you work in the kingdom and as you're ministering to the people, you want your ministering to be effective to the people that you're speaking to. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So for you to have, let me go back here again, to have, to be a fruitful branch and be productive, you have to abide, you have to remain, and you got to obey his word. Ah, hallelujah. You got to listen to every word that he says for your life to be productive. Hallelujah. In this season, in this hour. And God is looking for productive people in this season, in this hour. He's looking for us to go out and get your brothers and sisters and compel them and bring them back to the kingdom. That's what it's about. That's what your life is about. Hallelujah. It's to bring your brothers and sisters to the kingdom. Share the good news. The Bible says we all ministers of the gospel. Hallelujah. We all have a responsibility. Hallelujah. To tell somebody about God. We all have a responsibility to tell somebody that God loves you. In spite of what you've done. Hallelujah. We all have a responsibility to speak life to somebody. I'm getting happy already. Hallelujah. So we want to be effective in the kingdom. Hallelujah. Watch this. Jesus is the vine, and God is the gardener who carefully plants and cares for the branches. And the branches are the believers. We are. Hallelujah. We are the branches. Hallelujah. And God cares for us. Hallelujah. With purpose. We all have purpose and destiny. And God is saying in this season that we got to begin to walk it out. Walk our purpose out. Walk our destiny out. Hallelujah. Ah, glory to God. God is looking for us in this season, this hour, to do it. Hallelujah. Any questions? Any questions? Ah, glory to God. Hallelujah. So Jesus is the vine. God is the gardener who carefully plants and cares for the branches. So in other words, by you being connected to the vine, we are able to grow in God. Hallelujah. That's why you need to stay connected. That's why you cannot let go, because you need to grow in God. And how many of you on the line want to grow in God? Hallelujah. Listen, I want to grow in God. Hallelujah. I want to go to another dimension in God. Hallelujah. I want to work and walk in the spiritual realm. Hallelujah. I want to begin to see things, hallelujah, not in front of me, but I want to see beyond what I see.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That's that faith. That's faith. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11. Hallelujah. I want to be able to look beyond what I see, because, listen, these natural eyes can play tricks on you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You think it is one way and it's another, but you got to get into that spiritual realm and begin to see God, hallelujah, beyond your situation. Hallelujah. And when you begin to see beyond your situation, hallelujah, there's joy, there's peace. Hallelujah. Every time I look beyond what I see, I see peace. I see joy. I see laughter. Hallelujah. I see prosperity. I see growth in God. Hallelujah. So only way that you can grow in God, you got to stay connected. You got to stay connected where the power is. It's just like when you want to plug up your phone, right? And you plug your phone in the socket. It gives you power to your iPhone. It gives you power to your Android phone. Hallelujah. That's how you got to be with God. You got to plug in. Hallelujah. When you're not feeling well, plug in. Hallelujah. When things are upside down in your life, plug in tonight. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
When it looks bleak, plug in tonight. Hallelujah. When the
Amen.
Bad report comes, plug in tonight. Hallelujah. When you're down and out, plug in tonight. Hey, glory to God.
Yes.
And once you plug in, hallelujah, you'll get that power, you'll get that authority to speak over your situation. Hallelujah. It's just like that dunamis power. Hallelujah. When you plug in and you stay connected, you have that dunamis power. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So the vine is Jesus that gives us life and produce fruitful goods. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It's just like when we receive life and given water from the Holy Ghost and food from God's word. Let me say that again. It's like this. When we receive life and given water from the Holy Spirit and food from God's word. Hallelujah. That's how it goes.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. When you connect it with God, you got life. Hallelujah. You got the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And the food, which is God's word, to help you with this life. Hallelujah. To help you to live holy. Hallelujah. You got to stay connected tonight. Hallelujah. God is looking for us to stay connected. Don't let him go in this season, in this hour. Don't let the enemy tell you, hallelujah, that it's not God. Hallelujah. Don't let the enemy pull you away from God. Hallelujah. Your sin. Don't allow your sin to pull you away from God, to separate you from God. You in sin, you doing sinful things, begin to pray and ask God to forgive you in the name of Jesus. Ask God to deliver you for what you are out of so that you can stay connected to God. Because when you sin, you separate yourself from God. There's a breach between you and God when you sin. When you live a life of sin, there's a breach. There's a gap between you and God. Hallelujah. And how you don't want to be separated from God. I don't want to be apart from God. Hey, glory to God. I always want to be connected to God. Why? Because I want to hear him clearly about what he has to say for my life. I want to stay clear to God. Hallelujah. So I can begin to know what I should be doing in the earth realm. Ah, glory to God. Listen, I'm a Romans 8, 38 and 39 girl. It says like this. Let me read it to you. Hallelujah. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things, presence, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing should be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. There's nothing that I'm allowed to separate me from the love of God. Hallelujah.
Nothing.
The original one. Hallelujah. That has given me life. I'm not separating myself. I don't care what is going on in my life. I'm staying connected with God. I'm not letting him go. Hey, hallelujah.
Amen.
No matter how it looks, I'm not letting go. Hey, I'm not letting go to my power, y'all. Hallelujah. I'm not letting go to my source because God is my source. Listen, the job is not my source. My money is not my source. God is my source. And I'm not letting that go because it gives me life. It brings me life. The Bible says God wants to give us life more abundantly. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you connect it and you stay connected to God, there's a life, y'all. Hallelujah. When you stay connected to God, hallelujah, there's nothing like life. There's nothing like having that wonderful life and living that life of God by staying connected with God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we have to be to stay connected. You want to be fruitful in this season. I want my fruit, hallelujah, to be right, hallelujah. I don't want to bear bad fruit in this season, in this hour. I don't want to bear bad characteristics, hallelujah, oh God. I want to have dignity in God, hallelujah.
Yeah.
I want to have integrity in God, hallelujah.
Yeah.
I want to have those things. And the way that you have that, I say it again, stay connected. Don't let go. Don't let go. Don't let go. Hallelujah. Don't let go. I don't know why I'm still saying that. Don't let go. Don't let go. Because some of you are in the place right now that you say, I don't know what to do. Hallelujah. My life is a mess. I'm going through so much. My health is a mess. And I feel like letting go. But I tell you tonight, hallelujah, don't let go. Stay in the race. Hallelujah. Stay in the race with God. Stay connected with God. Hallelujah. No matter what the reports are, stay connected to God. No matter what CNN says, no matter what ABC says, hallelujah. No matter what it says out there in the media, stay connected. Stay focused.
Amen.
I mean, because sometimes the enemy will try to make you fall off. He puts stuff in your way to make you lose focus. But I'm telling you tonight, ignore that enemy. Ignore him. Tell him he got to go. Every time he speaks into your ear, give you that negativity stuff, you begin to rebuke him and stay course and stay focused. Ah, hallelujah. Because if you stay focused, here's the good news. Here's the good news. After you stay connected to God and kept in relationship, God says in the seventh verse, hallelujah, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. Not maybe, it shall be done. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It shall be done. High glory to God. Whatever you ask, it shall be given unto you. Why? Because you abide in him. Hallelujah. And your words abide in him. And you are connected with him. That's why whatever you ask, it shall come to pass. Hallelujah. He will give it to you. This is a benefit. Hallelujah. When you're connected to God. Hallelujah. This is one of the benefits. When you're connected to God, he'll give you your heart desires. Hallelujah. But you got to stay focused. You got to adhere and steadfast to the doctrine and begin to declare his word. Hallelujah. Some of you need to declare the word. Hallelujah. I'm more than a conqueror. I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens me. I am the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I am the lender and not the borrower today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You got to declare the word. I shall live and not die. And begin to declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sometimes you got to speak life over your situation. Hallelujah. Some of you in a dead situation, I double dare you to speak life over it tonight. Hallelujah. I double dare you to speak life to it tonight. Give it life tonight.
Yes.
Hallelujah
yes.
tonight. Begin to declare the words. Hallelujah. You got to give the words back to God. Hallelujah. You got to give those words back to God. Let him know, hallelujah, that you are, hallelujah. You are my rock, hallelujah. You are my salvation, hallelujhat. Whom shall I fear, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. You are my protector, hallelujah. You are my God, hallelujah. You said you'll never leave me nor forsake me, hallelujah. You're not alone in this season, in this hour. And some of you feel that you're alone and God has left you and God has forgotten about you. God has not forgotten about you, hallelujah. He's with you, hallelujah, to the end. Ha, glory to God. I just feel God up in this place tonight. Hallelujah. Embrace him tonight. Hallelujah. Embrace his word tonight. God is saying, embrace me tonight. I'm available to you. Hallelujah. My arms are open unto you tonight. All you got to do is walk in my arms tonight, and I will cover you tonight. Hallelujah. I love you tonight. God says, I love you tonight. Hey, glory to God. He loves you. In spite of what you've done, he still loves you. And God is calling you back to him. Hallelujah. He's calling that connection back. He wants to be connected to you again. Hallelujah. Some of you have separated, hallelujah, from him. He's never left you, but you separated yourself from him. Hallelujah. Because of your sin, because of your doubt, because of your fear. Hallelujah. Because of your unfaithfulness. Hallelujah. But God said, come on, my brother. Come on, my sister. Come on, my child. Hallelujah. I want you back. Hallelujah. God is saying, I want you back in this season, in this hour. Hallelujah. I want to be connected to you. I want to reunite with you tonight. Hallelujah. I want to reconnect with you tonight. Hallelujah. I forgive you tonight, the Lord is saying. God is saying, I forgive you tonight. I want to reconnect with you tonight. Hallelujah. Come sit with me tonight. Come sit at my feet tonight. Come sit at my throne tonight. Yeah, my seat on that elbow shape. Hallelujah. God wants to reconnect with you tonight. Let him reconnect with you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So don't let him go tonight, y'all. Don't let him go. Don't let him go. Because he's with you. Hallelujah. His arm is open to you tonight. He's reaching for you tonight. Ah, glory to God. He's reaching out for you tonight. Hallelujah. He wants to reconnect with you tonight. What you haven't done is not bad. Hallelujah. It's not so bad. Hallelujah. That he's reaching back out for you tonight. Take his hand tonight. Take his hand tonight. Hallelujah. Whoever you are on this line tonight, take his hand tonight. Hallelujah. He wants you to come back again. Hallelujah. Yeah, you messed up, but that's okay. I'm here, God said. I'm here. I'm here to reconnect with you again. Hallelujah. You forsaken me for a moment, but I'm here. I'll take you back tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have not done your assignment, but God says, I take you back tonight. Hallelujah. Some of you have fallen off the track. Hallelujah. But God says, I take you back tonight. Hallelujah. You didn't do what I say to do. Hallelujah. But God said, I take you back tonight. Here I am tonight. I'm here for you tonight. I want you. God said, I want you back tonight. Hallelujah. I take you back, hallelujah, with all your flaws, I take you back, with all your mistakes, I take you back, hallelujah, because I want to be connected to you, hallelujah, I take you back tonight, hey, glory to God, I don't know who I'm speaking to tonight, but God said, I want you back tonight, hallelujah, you got away from me, but God said, come on back, hallelujah. Come on back with your head up high. Hallelujah. Come back to the kingdom. Come back to the kingdom where you belong in the name of Jesus. So don't let go. Don't let go what you got with God. Don't allow the enemy to easily swift you. Hallelujah. And tell you, no, he doesn't want you. He wants you tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't let go. Hallelujah. And stay connected to the divine, which is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Woo. stay connected to divine, y'all, which is Jesus Christ, that gives you life, that produces life. You need life? Get connected. Hallelujah. Get connected to divine. Hallelujah. There's some dead situations in your life? Get connected to divine.
Get connected.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
I don't know who I'm talking to today, but don't let go. Don't let him go. Hold on to him tight tonight. Hallelujah. Don't let him get away. Don't let God get away from you. Hold on tight. Hallelujah. And let God do what he has to do in your life tonight. Ah, glory to God. Hallelujah. I yield to you, Elder Clay. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Jesus.
I'm itching.
Oh,
boy.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm itching.
Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Amen.
Elder Clay.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Pastor Rose. Let me just say to you, Pastor Rose. You asked a question. I don't know who I'm talking to. You made a statement. I'm going to answer that for you. You're talking to all of us because all of us have at some point been disconnected from the power source. We have lost our energy. Let me just say real quick that, I appreciate that revival. So to speak, I appreciate you reviving us tonight. And I wanted to hit on some things that you said. And you start talking about being connected to the power source. I preached that message some years ago, and you just brought a whole lot of stuff back to my remembrance. How many of us have ever seen a train wreck? A train wreck can be very devastating.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is the fact that if an engine is pulling the cars and some of the cars get disconnected, then the cars kind of lose their way and they run off track and they become damaged. And it becomes what they call, as I said, a train wreck. I've been a train wreck. I've been off track. I've been not connected to the power source. And I am so glad that my engine, which is God, I know that my engine, which is God, allows me to stay connected to him. So not that I can pull him or that he can pull me and he can lead me in the right direction. He can lead me along life's pathways and through all life's dangers. And as the Psalm 23rd Psalm says, through the valley of the shadow of darkness. And I'm just so glad tonight that you reminded us that we need to stay connected. In our society today, our world today, people need to reconnect. See, it's not like the cord is broke. It can be connected back. And all we have to do, as you said, is plug it back into the power source so that we can receive the power in which God has given us. And I just wanted to say thank you tonight. I'm glad that I tuned in tonight. I wish I could have done it last week too, but I am so glad that you have reminded me of what I need to do. Now, I'm speaking for me. I'm not speaking for everybody else. This is for me. And I've heard the old saying, what's for me is for me.
Yes, sir.
And this message tonight this message tonight, Pastor Rose. It was for me, okay?
God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you, and God bless you. May he continue to
use you, sir.
And may he continue to put his spirit in you that you may speak into people's lives. So God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you, sir.
Any other comments? The mic's open.
Yes. I thought it was a very powerful word. And the word connected has great significance because, you know, for example, like a grapevine or it has this power source, the earth and the soil and the creation, the power God gave it, you know. A cord for an electrical cord, it's connected so that lines can work. Our power source is God. In order to stay connected and operate efficiently and in order, we have to be connected. When we're in Bible study, we're connected. And we have to recognize God's words and put it into practice. So I felt this is really a very strong, powerful word.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Any other comments?
Amen.
Thank you, sir.
Connected to the power source. Wow.
I would just like to interject and say that it's a timely word because today, the way things are going, and if we notice how things are, we're in a disconnect. We're in a disconnect.
Very much.
We can't.
Very
we're not
so.
Connecting at church. We're not connecting with families. We're not connecting with our kids. We are just not connected. It is a disconnect, and that's where we are right now. And when I look at and see. And everything that Pastor Rose was saying, that when you're disconnected from the source, you lose your power. You lose your focus. And that's why we're seeing what we're seeing right now with high rates of everything, high rates of divorce, high rates of just so many things that where families should be connected, and we're seeing disconnect. We're seeing kids with our parents, with the parents, disconnect. We're seeing so many things that are disconnected from the source. So, you know, that's like what I kept going through my mind and my spirit. You know, it's just where we are right now, the disconnect. And we have to understand, as the Pastor Rose was saying, you know, that this is the trick of the enemy. This is the device of the enemy to disconnect us from the source, from Jesus Christ. You got people now. There are people now that don't even they don't believe in Jesus Christ. There are people now, as you said, that are not praying. When situations occurs or situations happen, we forget about prayer. At one time, that was the first thing, coming together to pray. Now, prayer is probably the least on the list. So I thought, like she said, she focused on seven, if you abide in me and my words abide in you. And that's what we have to do. We have to stay connected with Christ.
Connected.
And when we become disconnected, everything begins to fall apart. There is no way that
it's a train wreck.
It's not connected with the root, the tree itself, the source. There's no way that it can survive. So I thought this was, this was so timely, especially with what we're going through with this coronavirus and everything else. People are just, people don't even want to hug anymore. Why? Because they
In fear
this coronavirus. So, Pastor Rose, thank you so much for such a timely word, as always, for allowing the Lord to you. And you're right, you know, the Holy Spirit, you know, was here. I mean, I was getting chills just listening, you know, to some of the things and thinking about where we are in this world. I was just getting chills just thinking about it. So thank you so much, you know, for producing, you know, good fruit this evening on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for
amen,
that.
Amen.
Thank you so
much.
And for those of you,
thank you.
For those of you, if anyone is on the line that does not know the Lord, and like we're hearing in the background, like someone's knocking on something or someone's banging something. If you could mute your mic out of your device out of people, you know, we would appreciate it. You know, it sounds like I don't know if you're breaking ice or something, you know, or whatever it is, but we can hear it through the lines and it comes on in the archives when others are listening and they're being ministering to. So that becomes a distraction, and people lose focus. And when they lose focus, they can't keep concentrate on what God wants them to do in their life. So, you know, I'd like to ask Pastor Rose, if we come to a close, it's all about accepting Christ in your life. You don't know the Lord. You can embrace God tonight. You can embrace the Lord tonight, just by accepting Him in your life and connecting with you tonight. And if you would like to do that, it's so easy. It is so easy. Confess with your mouth, believe with your heart that Jesus Christ died and resurrected, and He's coming back again. It's just that easy. Just accept Christ into your life. And when you accept Christ in your life, I guarantee you, and I'm sure that Pastor Rose and any other, you know, pastor or minister on here will say the same. Your life will never be the same. It will never be the same. And all you have to do is take a step forward.
It can be.
And embrace Christ.
Amen.
And connect with Christ. And your life will never, everything that you've been going through, I guarantee you, it will change. Your life will change for the better. You don't have to stay in the shape that you're in or whatever you're going through, whatever situation that you're in. You don't have to go through that, because as Pastor Rose said, God has got, He has your back. He's got you. But you have to open up your arms and embrace Christ and accept Him in your life. And it's just that easy. God does not make it difficult for you. He does not make it hard for you to come. He's there waiting, knocking on your door, just waiting for you to open up your heart. It's just as easy as that. So I don't know who we may be talking to, who may be on listening by internet, or who we may be talking to, but it's as simple as that. As Pastor Rosa said, just connect with Christ, and your life will never be the same. In order to survive, in order to live, you need a source. You need to be connected with the source. Or otherwise, if you're not connected with the source, you could dry up and we die spiritually. So.
Amen.
Pastor Rose, would you give a closing prayer, and we're going to end it there. Thank you so much.
Amen. God, we thank you, God, for this word. God, we thank you for everything that you have said on tonight. I pray, God, that this word was a life-changing word for your people today and that they begin to apply it to their lives tonight. God, we ask you, Lord God, for the ones that do need you, Lord God, cause them to open up their heart, that you could come in, that you could rest, root, and abide in their lives, God, even the more, God. No matter what they have done, hallelujah, God, you're saying, I'm here, I'm here. You're saying, God, take my hand, take my hand. You're saying, God, my arms are open, so come on and walk in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God. We thank you for all. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in on Blog Talk. We're back next week. We'll be in New York. Remember, we love you, but love you most. May God bless you. Stay safe.
Alone again. Thank you.